With your legislative update, I'm Shaylee Rager. In 2017, the State Department of Health and Human Services reported that approximately 100 babies every year experience drug withdrawal in Montana. Now, in an effort to lower that number, lawmakers are considering a bill to help pregnant women with addictions. Senator Diane Sands, a Democrat from Missoula, is carrying Senate Bill 289, which would provide a safe harbor from prosecution for pregnant women who seek addiction treatment.
If by coming in for health care you are admitting to a felony, that's a real disincentive for people to get health care.
The bill passed the Senate 50-0 and has moved to the House. It builds on another from Representative Kimberly Dudick, a Democrat from Missoula. Dudick's House Bill 309 would have created the same safe harbor as SB 289, but also would have created a grant program through the Department of Health and Human Services to help local health providers create a drug treatment program for pregnant women. That bill was tabled in committee and likely won't move forward. Sands says the Montana Healthcare Foundation already has a similar grant program to assist hospitals in implementing best practices for addicted moms and babies in neonatal units. Benefice Health System in Great Falls received one of these $150,000 grants from the foundation. A representative for Benefice, Jesse Luther, supported the bill at its hearing in the House Human Services Committee Monday.
Mother and baby do statistically better if they're able to receive safe harbor and start receiving treatment early.
The Montana Medical Association, the Montana Primary Care Association, the Association of Montana Public Health Officials, and Billings Clinic support the measure. No one spoke in opposition.
Legislative News is a service of the Greater Montana Foundation, the Montana Broadcasters and Newspaper Associations, and the School of Journalism at the University of Montana.